Back on the 29th of February, 2008, Dr. William F. McClenny, PGREA, I don't know what that means, but I think it's something to do with geology, said wrote this. I've read this thing a half a dozen times. I've shared it with the audience over the intervening 9 years and told you, if you want to know what actually drives climate, it ain't the air. It can't be. It's part of the biosphere. There has to be an external factor. And of course there is. That'd be like, here, it would be like saying that the oceans aren't filled with water. Or the oceans are in danger of not being filled with water. Or the oceans are in danger of being filled with too much water. As Brother Francis likes to say in the cosmology course of Philosophia Perennis, another reason why all you gentlemen should take it. Check my website at mikechurch.com for details. There is a finite amount of water on the planet. And all those that deny creation all point to flood and say, where'd all the water go? If there was a flood and Noah needed an ark, where did all the water go? And Brother Francis chuckles and says, well, look around. It's called oceans. The external factors can be explained. Here's what McClanahan wrote. When I first heard it, I believed it. It made sense. I could see it easily and clearly. And by the way, if you're another benefit to being in the chat room at mikechurch.com, click the Mike Church Show live chat. It's free. Don't cost nothing. Is you would have the links to Dr. McClanahan's report on this, which I suggest, if you want to be educated on this, really educated, this comes in five parts. Read McClanahan's work. Number one, he's a pretty good writer, and he's very funny. Number two, it makes ultimate common sense. Back to McClanahan. Or McClanahan. Blah, blah, blah. Homo sapiens would cause the Earth to warm. We now call it the greenhouse gas theory. And it is now a law, at least in California. But it was just a few years ago, as the real hype got going, that I had my first cause to question the legality of what would soon be a law. And it happened in the oddest of ways. That occasioned a journey that took me from realization to epiphany to more realizations until I finally got it. I will take you on that journey if you think you can handle it. But be well advised that due to the 9x rule, there is only an 11.1% chance you will be able to follow me. In an advanced course in psychology taken some 30 years ago, I learned that the human being is 9x more susceptible to rumor than he is to fact. That simple rule explains a dramatic amount of human behavior. To prove this rule, all one needs to do is accurately answer this simple question. Which religion is the correct one? That's what I thought. Well, Dr. McClanahan, actually there is an answer to that. It's found in the Church of Rome.